painting is called A Miracle of St. Francis of Paola, and it's painted by Pietro Novelli. He's a Sicilian painter. He worked in the 1600s, and he's one of Sicily's most prominent painters at that time. And he addresses this story, or this record, which is recorded by Francis of Paola's biographer. And St. Francis of Paola was very fond of all creatures, and a follower of St. Francis of Assisi. And this particular painting records the story of St. Francis of Paola bringing fish back to life. And in fact, Francis of Paola's biographer refers to an account that Francis had a favourite fish, and it was a trout, and Francis called it Antonella. And Francis called all of his animals names. So, Francis was fond of this trout, and the trout obviously lived in a pond. And one day Francis noticed that the trout was gone. So he asked around, and he found out that a visiting priest had seen the trout, taken a fancy to it, and thought, I could eat that. So he took the trout out of the water, and he cooked it. And Francis found this out. Of course, he was appalled. And he asked one of his followers to go to the priest, get the fish back. So the follower went over to the priest's house, and fish was cooked. And the follower said, Francis is looking for Antonella back. And the priest was disgusted and outraged, and he jumped up and he threw the fish onto the floor, and it broke into pieces. So the follower gathered up the pieces of fish and brought them back to Francis. And of course, poor Francis, Antonella's in pieces and cooked. So he put the pieces back together, and he carefully placed the trout back into some water, into the pond, and he prayed. And it's recorded that he said, "Antonella, in the name of charity, return to life." And immediately the trout became whole and swam around in the water unharmed, filled with joy. And Francis and his followers and friends were also filled with joy, and people witnessed this miracle, and this painting records that event.
So the story about Antonella is clearly one story, but you know, in this painting what we're seeing is a plate of fish. So we're seeing him bringing a couple of fish back to life. It seems to be four fish that are involved. There's two still on the plate and one resuscitated in the fountain and another on the way.
That's right. There are a number of miracles attributed to Francis of Paola. And in this painting, it does refer to a time when Francis was visiting Naples, and he paid a visit to the King of Naples. And of course, when you go visiting, people like to give you food and be nice and everything. So the King gave Francis a platter of fish, which obviously really upset him. And his response to this was to pick the fish up and to drop them back into the water in the hope they'd come back to life, because he didn't want to be responsible for their deaths. And this painting shows that event, and it shows the King's page. And the King's page is dressed in quite subdued colours, but they're much more flamboyant is a very strong word. They're brighter, softer colours than the colours in the other parts of the painting. So Francis is wearing a brown habit, like the habits of the Franciscans, and he's barefoot, and he's kind of part, he's connected with the earth. He's barefoot, his feet are in touch with the earth, he's dressed in those earthy colours, and the person witnessing the event, the King's page, is dressed in brighter colours. So it kind of shows you the difference between somebody that is connected with life and rebirth, and compared to the person who is more connected with commodities and monetary gain.
It's the resurrection story, really, isn't it? Except, you know, with animals.
Yeah, Francis de Paola is doing God's work.
Why don't we hear more about this miracle? You know, because whenever we hear of miracles of people bringing people back to life, there's an awful lot of news and stories around it. But most people, I imagine, wouldn't be so familiar with this story.
Yes, that's what surprised me, because this is an important artist. As I said, he's one of Sicily's most important painters. He's working in the 1600s, a time of great skill and demonstration of painterly skill. And we can see from this painting that the choices the artist has made in using those earthy colours, painting or pigments that were not expensive. He didn't use blue, he didn't use lapis, which is a colour that you use when you're depicting Mary. There's no bright colours, there's no expensive pigments in this painting. So the artist obviously equally believes this story and is in his way trying to bring us to believe the truth of this story.
And what must the people have thought at the time? Because quite an astonishing thing to achieve. And are we to, as you say, like the artist says, we are to take it at its word and wants to depict it as something that really happened? I mean, is it fair to say that it is historically true?
Well, of course, I think so. And it's not the only miracle associated with Francis of Paola. He was actually well known for bringing animals that had been killed for food. He brought them back to life, and he had a lamb called Martinello, which he also brought back to life. He followed a vegan diet. He founded an order, which is called the Order of Minim, and one of the rules of this order is that they don't harm any creature. And minim comes from the idea of minimal or minima. And so they don't harm anything. They live in harmony and they eat a vegan diet. So they avoid dairy and they avoid meat and they avoid harming or exploiting anyone for their own existence on this planet. Clearly, these miracles were taken at face value because Francis was canonized by Pope Leo X in 1519. And then a further recognition of the power and belief in this saint is that Pope John XXIII in 1963 designated him patron saint of Calabria.
Wow, yeah, so he was obviously recognized within the church, but his ideas, one could say, haven't been very well recognized. I mean, there aren't many or even any orders that I know that follow this compassion towards animals or, you know, live a vegan lifestyle.
Well, the order that Francis founded exists today, and there's orders of nuns and orders of friars. So it hasn't disappeared, and people do live by it very successfully.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's not something that comes across to the average Christian, I suppose, let's just say. I'm thinking in the sense that a lot of people will say things like, God intended for us to eat animals, or that's part of God's law, or that's part of the natural law. But this order and the fact that it still exists is very interesting, but it's living quite a radically different idea of Christianity.
People may say that, and they do say that, but people that I meet every day that say that, they're not practicing the same type of devotion to God as Francis of Assisi, or as Claire of Assisi, or as Francis de Paola. So I would like to debate that further with them.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? People wouldn't have heard as much of Francis de Paola as they would, say, for example, of Francis of Assisi.
That's true in this part of the world, but maybe in Sicily, and as he's the patron saint of Calabria, in fact, I know that he is very much venerated. His feast day is the 2nd of April, and he's a very important saint in southern Italy. So maybe these people that are venerated and have been elevated to sainthood, maybe we should start listening to them.
Is the painting on permanent display if anybody wants to go and see this? We're here in the National Gallery of Ireland. I mean, can people just come in and see this painting?
Sure, this painting is on display and it's open to the public and you don't have to pay in. And it's surrounded by paintings that are painted around the same time. So you can kind of see the work that other artists were doing at the same time as Novelli. He was born in 1603 and he worked mainly in Palermo, but he also worked in Naples. And in fact, his father was a painter and his father worked with mosaics. So Pietro, when he was very young, trained with his dad, and then he obviously showed an ability for art. So he went to Palermo to study painting and perspective. And he also travelled then later on in his life to Rome, where he studied paintings by Renaissance artists. And from that, his style became more realistic. And that's what we can see in this painting in the National Gallery today. So when you look at the fish, limp, dead fish on the plate that had been cooked, and the careful way that the saint has been portrayed, picking them up carefully and placing them, not throwing them into water, but placing them into water. It's a really beautiful painting, and it's really worthwhile spending just a minute looking at it, because it will tell you more as you look at it.